couple more brilliant people to talk to. We've got Fevzi Turkalap, technology expert from the website Gadget Detective. Fevzi, thank you so much. I haven't got a lot of time, but where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we heading, mate?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, when you were talking about AI, because I think it's not so much unintended consequences. Of course, there'll be plenty of those, but there's also the intended consequences. I mean, there's reasons why, you know, Uber and others have invested so heavily in self-driving vehicles, because they intend to do away with the drivers. And in this revolution, as opposed to, you know, earlier industrial revolutions, all sorts of jobs that we don't associate with mechanization will disappear. Much higher level jobs, things like accountants, solicitors, judges.
Solicitors?
Doctors, yeah. I mean, I only half joke that in the future when you need surgery, if you're poor and can't afford it, you'll have to have a human surgeon. Because it won't be as good. You know, the machine surgeon will do a much better job. You know, you would be nervous if you got into a vehicle and there was a human driver. You know, heaven forfend that you'd have to put up with a human driver who's demonstrably less safe than a machine. And, you know, so all of these things will change, and AI will go from strength to strength. And I guess we're going to head towards, you know, automatic minimum income for everybody, so that we have money in our pockets to live and to buy the services from all the companies who no longer require our labor but do need to sell products and services.
Yeah, how interesting. Stay there. It's so fascinating. Quentin Stafford Fraser, computer scientist based in Cambridge, part of the team which invented the first webcam. You saved our bacon. You saved our lives, Quentin.
Well, some people might think it caused more distress.
Yeah, my goodness me. And also the webcam, and also FaceTime, and, you know, where would we have been without being able to see our faces at long distance?
I think what was really interesting about the webcam when it happened, and this was a lot sort of back in the early 90s, was that people weren't used to seeing live images from other parts of the world. And, you know, they were, but that was if some big broadcasting organization had decided it was an important enough event that you would go and park at outside, broadcast that outside, and so on. But the ordinary bits of day-to-day life, you know, who's walking down your high street at the moment, who's, you know, what's the view of the Windermere Ferry, you know, this kind of stuff, all of a sudden it became possible to see those kind of things live at a distance. And that was, you know, something that you could do trivially and which had never been possible before. So, I think that was an interesting change.
Yeah. I mean, I think people will look back and say, you know, let's hear it for Quentin and his mates. It has been an extraordinary advance in how we communicate. What's next?
Well, you know, one of the reasons the webcam and so many other things on the web were successful was because the web was this amazingly open kind of system where you didn't need to ask people's permission. You could just invent something and make it live very quickly, and you usually didn't have to pay any license fees or anything to do so. So it became really, really difficult to predict actually what was going to happen next. And I know I'm kind of dodging the question here, but I think
an impossible question.
It's an impossible question, and I think you could say, if you could say what was next, then the web, the internet, wouldn't be the web and the internet that they are. Their whole design is to allow people to innovate, and that's the really cool
part. Well, we do know that there will never be time travel. We know that. No, we know that for a fact. That's an absolute fact, because there are no time travelers here from the future.
Well, that's a good point, or at least we can't see them.
Well, no, they would make themselves known. Ah, we can't see them. So they would be in another dimension, would they?
Well, this is so far outside my area of expertise.
Well, you say that. I bet you're working on it right now.
No, but I tell you what, there have been theories in the past by various people that sort of time travelers might be able to come back and observe but not influence anything, for example.
Because if they influence things, that would change their present.
I think time travel is highly unlikely, but it's still good fun to think about.
Because a butterfly... breaking wind in a distant county, there's a knock-on effect, isn't there, still, to everything?
Do butterflies break wind, actually?
It was off the top of my head, and it's Friday.
I like that idea, though.
cause and effect.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Sliding doors. The sliding doors of existence.
You're getting very poetic for a Friday morning.
Well, you know. So, thank you very much. Fevzi, we say these are interesting times and exciting times, but you know what, Fevzi? They always have been, haven't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we, you know, you can see an overarching trend with all of this. You know, if you look at computers, there used to be like three computers in the world, and they were huge and owned by governments. And then they were owned by companies, and we would go and visit them at work. And then we had home computers that were, you know, literally in our own homes. Then we had computers that we could carry around, portable, transportable computers, laptops, tablets. Now we have wearables. And have you noticed they're getting smaller and closer to our skin? So the stage after wearables will be when we insert them within ourselves and we truly become cyborgs.
Stop it. Listen.
We enhance our cognitive and physical abilities.
I'll put this all to you.
We're the last generation of pure human.
Oh, that's good. I'll take that. Last word to Marconi, who invented the radio. Go!
From my earliest experiments, I had always held the belief that the day would come when mankind would be able to send messages without wires between the furthermost ends of the earth.